My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let's go to the BetQL guest hotline now and welcome onto the show Sean Merriman, who's got the ties, of course, to the University of Maryland. He's a Terp and had such an excellent NFL career as one of the tremendous pass rushers of his era, joining us via Bet Online. Sean, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it. How are you?
I'm doing well, my man. How are you?
Doing great, buddy. I wanted to actually to start with the Terps, who hung a 50-burger this week. They got athletes all over the place for Mike Locksley. What'd you make of their big performance and win over UConn?
I might be a little biased because I'm from the area. I believe that the DMV area got the best talent in the country. And I believe when those guys stay home that we can compete against anybody in the nation, that's including anybody in Texas, anybody in Florida, Georgia. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I think that the DMV area has the most talent. Now, what you have to do is keep stringing those games along, right? Like, you can't put up a 50-piece and come out and, against a team that's lesser than and not look as good. We know that they're going to slump all the teams that they should. The biggest thing is that they're getting better and better and better to compete with the Michigans of the world, compete with the Ohio States, who they had, by the way, on the hills for three quarters last year. So those are the games that we need to lead up to in order to get, man. But that talent there in the DMV area is something different.
Sean, let's go up a level to the NFL. Do you like the way the league is rolling out? And it's great for us, pudge idiots like myself sitting at home watching television. But do you like this kind of, there's a game Thursday, there's a game Friday night, then there's like a doubleheader on Monday, like that sort of special rollout, or are you more of a traditionalist?
Are you asking if I'm a player or a businessman?
Either way.
Look, I think as a player, right, You want to come into the game as healthy as possible. I remember the last couple of years when I came to the Thursday night football game for the older guys because you don't get a lot of time to recover. Now the game is less physical. They're not having padded practices during the week. They're taking bodies a lot more, so it's okay. But I think the NFL by having it spread out, because the last thing you want is guys sitting around scratching and can't move in all day because they're waiting for the game on Sunday, right? So they give you just
I'm going to throw you on hold because your phone's breaking up a little bit. So we're going to get that sorted out right now here on Grant and Danny. Joined by Sean Merriman, the former Terrapin, who was such a good pass rusher with the Chargers in the NFL, had a really strong career. We'll get to, among other things, with Merriman, some of his picks for division championships, conference, Super Bowl, and see where it ends up. But we're joined now by Sean Merriman on Grant and Danny. What do you make of the Commanders' chances in Jaden Daniels as a rookie to make some noise in the NFC East?
I said this. I think that Caleb Williams was the most talented quarterback that came out, but I think Jaden Daniels was the most NFL-ready quarterback that came out. And we're starting to see that already. Even in the preseason games, man, look at where he's placing the football. Like, he's placing where guys don't get hit. Right on the back shoulder, that first bomb he had coming out, we threw the ball, I think 30 yards down the field, right over the shoulder, where only the wide receiver can catch it. So you look at him having the ability to come out and play right now. Don't forget, he can use his legs, right? Because I would tell any rookie this. When you're starting out, you're just getting in the NFL, if you're having problems with the speed of the game, anything like this, don't be afraid to take off or hurt a defense with your legs. And he's capable of doing that. So I got him as the most NFL-ready quarterback coming out of college.
Sean, who do you like in the NFC East?
Right now, with all the turmoil that's going on with Dallas, you never know with them. The inconsistencies with Philly, you never know with them. I tell you, the Commanders got a lot better. It's tough, man. You just don't know. But I know this, that it's not going to be as easy for the Cowboys this year, because what happens is you got the 3 to 4 year window where other teams get better, and the Commanders just got better.
Sean, you played in the AFC West for so long with the Chargers. Obviously, it's a new era there now with Jim Harbaugh, but the Chiefs have had a stranglehold on that division. The Broncos are trying to make some headway with Sean Payton, and they've turned things over to Bo Nix. And the Raiders have retained Antonio Pierce. They're the one team that's still got a pretty ugly quarterback situation, it seems like, out there. But how do you see that division shaking out?
Well, look, of course I'm going to be biased to the Chargers. I do think they've gotten a lot better. And me spending time around the team and the coaching staff, there's a different aura about them. There's a different level of confidence that's about them this year that they didn't have. And the physicality of these guys are going to come out and play with, running with Gus Bradley and J.K. downhill and Joe, drafting Joe Alt, Rashawn Slater there. These guys are going to be a bunch of physical bunch. But it's just hard to snatch away the crown from KC until somebody dethrones them. And you're right, man. I think that Bo Nix is the future of that team. I think that was a great pick. I think it was he kind of caught a lot of people off guard the way he just jumped in and started doing his thing. And the Raiders, man, I mean, AP's my boy. Well, you're a good friend of mine. But I'll tell you this, you cannot win in that division without a quarterback. You just can't do it. And I don't care how great Max Crosby is, and he is great. How great that defense is going to play this year, how great Devontae Adams is, because you can't get the ball to him at the quarterback position.
Sean, forgive me. I don't remember if you ever held out or had contract disputes or anything, but I do know that San Francisco, without Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk for so much of the offseason, the Jets, Hassan Reddick still hasn't reported, Jamar Chase is not practicing still with the Bengals. We got a handful of guys this year who just kind of skipped the entire offseason until this week. Is that going to affect either those players individually or those teams, the offense, the defense they're a part of, the other guys adjusting, or do you think it's like riding a bike with some of those veteran stars?
I think, guy like Trent Williams, who's been doing it forever, you could just pop him and he's going to do his thing. I think in the skill positions is going to be uphill battle. The timing, getting used to those routes and stopping and going, because it's hard, man, to replicate football, the actual game of it. You can work out all offseason sprints and change directions, doing your drills. There's nothing like playing the actual game of football. So it's going to take a few games for a guy like Jamar Chase to get back on it. Brandon Ayuk, it's going to take a little bit for those guys to get back going again.
Sean Merriman with us here on G&D. Sean, you spent a little time in Buffalo. I'll go to the AFC East here for a second. You got to go to the betting window now. You got to put money on Buffalo or any of the other three teams in the AFC East to win the division.
It's, I'm Bills Mafia for life, man, and love those guys out there. But we all know in football, you got a 3 or 4 year window before you come out of there and at least win one. I think I'm not going to say that window is closed, but it's gotten a lot smaller because Miami's gotten a lot better. And Rodgers is on the field. That Jet team, I believe, is stacked. And the only team you don't have to worry about as much there is the Patriots, because I don't think they figured out their quarterback situation. Nothing against Jacoby or anything, Brissett. None against him, but you need a big time quarterback in order to win in that division. I don't think they got that there, so I can't put my Bills, man. I think Miami's and the Jets just gotten so much better, but it's hard to kind of just throw all your money on them.
Former Terp Sean Merriman, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated Super Bowl, conference, division, and awards odds, plus win totals for each team. Week one lines, plethora of fun props on every game, and so much more. Sean, we'll let you out on this. We want your Super Bowl prediction for this year. Who wins? Who loses?
Well, I don't think a three-peat is in the cards for KC, even though I hate going against the champs. It's so hard to go against anybody that's won back-to-back. But a three-peat, knowing that Houston, the Texans gotten better, Aaron Rodgers is back. The Chargers are going to be much better than they were last year. Their road to get back to the Super Bowl is going to be tough. NFC side, I like the 49ers. I do, because I think they're the most balanced team in football. But I think the AFC is wide open. I don't see the Chiefs going for a three-peat.
It's too hard to do. Nobody's ever done it. Sean, always a pleasure, man. Really appreciate the time. Enjoy the week one.
You got it, guys. Make sure you also download my new free ad-supported platform, Lights Out Sports TV, available on all smart TVs. Free ads. We got a big fight coming up, Lights Out Extreme Fight, this Friday. That'll be live on Lights Out Sports TV. That's available with every major CTV platform.
Love it. Always making moves, Sean. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
You got it. Thank you.
All right, you're the man. There's Sean Merriman on Grant and Danny here on The Fan via Bet Online joining us here on G&D.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.